Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
How to check out the Fort's concert without all the crowds. The Animals are taking over, and Lil Nas X makes history. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Speaking of Lil Nas X, he's sick of all the homophobic attacks and is starting to threaten people now.
Leroy has your sports.
Imagine the success of others dependent entirely on you. Would you fold or stand 10 toes down?
But first, if you want to check out the 4th of July concert, but you don't want to deal with all the crowds, tonight is your night. I'm so excited. I'm actually thinking of going. Queen Latifah is headlining the show. I love
her.
I had a chance to see her at Symphony Hall a couple years ago. She is phenomenal.
So she's just going to sing?
She sings. She did a little rap.
I love her.
Oh, my God. She is the queen. So go check her out. She's headlining along with youth poet laureate Amanda Gorman. Tonight is the full rehearsal for the Boston Pops at the Esplanade's Hat Shell. Amanda Mena, a 16-year-old Lynn native who was on America's Got Talent, she's also going to be performing. Gates open at 5. And the rehearsal begins at 8:30. But, you know, everything will be the same, but there's no fireworks tonight. Well, the Animals are taking over. I swear to God, I would die. A car was brought into a denim repair shop because a check engine light was on. Nothing was wrong with the engine, but there was a groundhog in the engine compartment. Can you believe that? They called animal control. I'm surprised the thing was alive, but animal control was called in. And
wow.
They set the groundhog free. And Lil Nas X making history. His song Old Town Road has already become the most streamed song of 2019 so far. And now it's made history for being the top of the Billboard Hot 100 for 13 weeks. Now officially the longest running number one hip hop song.
You know, 96.9% of those streams came from our very own Leroy.
Let's put that out there. Don't try. You know, I wish Romero was here too, because I could rub it in his face and I'm going to rub it in your face, Melissa.
Song's terrible.
Last week I said it was the song of the year.
Yeah, it might be.
Song of the year.
It might be, but it doesn't mean it's not terrible. Song's terrible.
Before today's over, I'm going to have you singing,
I will say this though. I do like him now, because I didn't like him in the beginning. I like him now, and it's only because he hasn't tried to fit into a certain mold that everybody thinks he should fit in. He's doing whatever the hell he wants to do, and I appreciate that.
Shout out to Lil Nas X.
Well, congratulations to him. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, the Omarion Little Fizz April Jones drama has gotten a little bit juicier. I told you guys earlier this week that Omarion's ex, April, was allegedly in a relationship with his bandmate and boy Little Fizz, and now the whole drama is unfolding on the new season of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, because word comes that April may be pregnant with Lil Fizz's baby. Oh. In an Instagram clip that showed April with a slight bump, let's be honest, she probably just had, you know, a lot to eat that night.
Okay.
Somebody commented, "What in the bump, bump, bump is going on here?" I love the B2K reference. And Fizz's baby's mom and Love & Hip Hop star Monice responded, "We'll find out in about 6 months or so." So, of course, you know that fueled all the speculation. We'll find out soon enough. The Tiana rapper Blueface was getting a lot of heat the past couple days after video footage went viral that showed him throwing his mother and sister out of his house. And now he released the surveillance footage, which he says shows how crazy the two were acting. He says, "My mom got tired of my broke-ass sister freeloading at her house, so she brought her to mine." And then it shows his sister picking up what looks like a knife and, you know, maybe trying to go after him with it. Although it does look like it was edited a little bit. Not saying that she did. It shows her picking up the knife. There's an edit. And then it shows her attacking him. So I don't know.
Shady.
It looks a little shady to me. But his mom ended up responding to him with her own post saying, "I love this. I brought my kids into this world. I'll take them out." Saying she sacrificed her life for them to be who they are, and they better never forget it. Adding that she knows all this anger is coming from Blueface, not her son, Jonathan. Implying that he's got his alter ego that he has to live up to. And since Lil Nas X has revealed that he is gay, he's gotten a lot of support. Although, he's gotten a lot of criticism, and he's getting sick of it. He posted a sad face emoji on Twitter yesterday with a cowboy hat on, with a hand holding a gun, with the caption, "Say one more homophobic thing to me." And he followed that up with a couple tweets saying, quote, "Just because I'm gay don't mean I'm not straight. Old Town Road is literally about horses." And finally, "Next N-word to say something offensive to me is getting kissed."
Oh, man.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Sox beat the Blue Jays 10-6. David Price, he gets the win for the Sox. He pitched 6 innings and struck out 7. That's good to see. Your boy Drake is back at it again. All right? Kawhi Leonard just won the NBA championship and was the finals MVP. And if you don't know, he's a free agent. He's looking to be on the team. There's rumors that he's going to go to the Lakers with LeBron. That would make me sick. But Drake is not having it and is apparently putting together his own recruitment campaign.
I love it. I love it.
You know what? I'm not mad at him for this one. All right, now, Pebbles, I love and the people love when you tell us the good news of the day. You know, and sometimes it has to do with our beloved senior citizens. God bless them all.
Yes.
But I'm not going that route today. I'm going the total opposite route, all right? So back in March, all right, a 70-year-old runner named Frank, he finished the Los Angeles Marathon in 2 hours, 53 minutes, and 10 seconds.
Wow.
Right? That's a record for a man his age, right? Well, come to find out, he cheated.
Yes, he did.
He left the course. He re-entered at another point in his video evidence, so he's not getting away with it. Senior citizens cheat too, Pebbles.
Well, my good news story today will beat that.
Okay, so. All right. And it's on to the finals in the Women's World Cup for Team USA as they beat
great
England.
Great match yesterday.
2-1, it was a really good
really
match.
Really good.
But it almost didn't happen, all right? So around the 83rd minute mark, England had a penalty kick, and U.S. goalie Alyssa Nair had a nice save. It was remarkable. I heard some people saying it was luck, but at the end of the day, it's skills. That's what she does.
Yeah, don't but here's the thing. I don't know anything about soccer, but what I do know is on those penalty kicks, the goalie literally just guesses, I'm going to the left or I'm going to the right. It's true.
No, I mean,
I don't really know much about soccer, but anyone I know that's played soccer has told me that.
Really?
That you literally make a decision in your mind because there's no time. Those kicks are so fast, you have no time to react.
Then I guess we all should be goalies.
No, I did not say that. Okay. I did not say that.
Well, anyways, congratulations to them. They will take on the winner of the Netherlands and Sweden. That game goes down today at 3. Sox and Toronto, 7:07. Chris Sale is scheduled to get the start, and that's just sports.
All right, here is your good news. Yes, I do love the scene.
There you go, Pebs.
Let me introduce you to Julia Hurricane Hawkins.
Okay.
What a name. 103 years old. She's now the oldest woman to compete and finish the 50 and 100 meter dashes at the National Senior Games.
That
is the thing. She already holds a world record in her age group in the 100 meter dash.
Okay.
Nice.
What does she credit with keeping her moving?
I mean,
yard work and riding her bike. She has an acre of land, 30 bonsai trees she takes care of, and she says that years of cycling kept her legs.
All right, I'm not trying to crap
yes,
on
you
it.
Are.
I'm not,
yes, you
I'm
are.
Just gonna say,
I already know what you're going to say.
Did you say she's the she has the record of her age
yes,
group?
Yes, she does.
She's how old?
103.
Okay, how many?
Keeping it moving. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. They're always here to get you there. Visit SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.